before me?
No.
Do you want a mask?
Yeah.
Before I put them on your shirt? No? Okay.
All right.
Up to you.
So my audio recorder's on now, Patrick. So as I was saying, or as my colleague was saying, you are being arrested right now for failure to comply with your probation order. Okay, so I'm just going to read you your arrest script here, okay?
I have a set of cuffs because those are locked.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I have a key. One sec. Sorry, it's buried in my wallet here. There you go. So, the time right now is 6:51 a.m. It is August 17th, 2021. I am Detective Constable Kyle Dent, badge number 2680. Of the Vancouver Police Department. I'm currently at 555 Homer Street, also known as Belkin House. So, Mr. Patrick Fox, I'm arresting you for one count of failure to comply with probation order, contrary to section 733.1 of the Criminal Code. This offense is alleged to have occurred on or about August 16th, 2021, in the city of Vancouver, province of British Columbia. It is my duty to inform you that you have the right to retain and instruct counsel in private without delay. You may call any lawyer you want. There's a 24-hour telephone service available which provides a legal aid duty lawyer who can give you legal advice in private. This advice is given without charge and the lawyer can explain the legal aid plan to you. If you wish to contact a legal aid duty lawyer, I can provide you with a telephone number. Do you understand?
I do.
Do you want to call a lawyer?
Nope.
You are not obliged to say anything, but anything you do say may be given in evidence. Do you understand?
Yep.
You may be subject to audio and video recording at any time while in police custody, with the exception of when you are speaking to legal counsel. Do you understand?
Yep.
Are you aware of the public health warning and the global pandemic of COVID-19?
Yep.
Have you traveled outside of Canada the last 14 days?
Nope.
Have you had any symptoms of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, headache, shortness of breath, and or difficulty breathing in the last 14 days?
Nope.
Have you provided care or had close contact with a person with COVID-19, probable or confirmed?
Nope. Can we do this outside?
Sure. Do you want a mask? Lastly, I'd like to advise you that myself and any others in contact with you do not have any symptoms or have not exhibited any symptoms of COVID-19 in the last 14 days.
Nope.
Do you have a jacket?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just going to ask this one more time. Do you want to call a specific lawyer or legal aid?
Nope.
Okay, you will be transported to the Vancouver Police Department where you will be provided an opportunity to call your lawyer in private to receive legal advice. If you prefer, you have the option of being transported to, that one's not applicable because we're in Vancouver. So RCMP is not applicable. So this section actually is all good. I don't need that one. Okay, that. So last page I need. Okay, that's it.
Do you have ID with you?
Nope.
Okay, just for the recording here, can you state your first name, please?
Patrick.
Middle name?
Henry.
R-E-Y?
H-E-N-R-Y.
R-Y. Last name?
Fox.
And your date of birth?
November 24th, 1973.
Perfect. Do you know your driver's license number by any chance?
626-1564.
Perfect. Now, one other side note. Last time you were arrested, it was very similar to this, and we took you straight to the police station, and I recall you saying that you were very upset that you didn't get your morning coffee. Today, we're going to be hitting a coffee shop on the way. Well, we will be hitting a coffee shop on the way to the police station. What would you like in your coffee today?
Just black.
Just black?
Thank you.
Okay, I'll get you coffee. Thank you very much.
Do you have anything sharp on you?
Nope.
No? Okay. I'll search them. I just need to put that back in there. I'll put it away again later. Hold that.
Thank you. Hot bell.
Sorry, the wagons have been advised to end.
Anyone else?
Nice.
Honey. Property bag.
Yeah.
I'll just put his laptop for now.
Yeah, in the case.
In my laptop bag, yeah.
So the last time you guys arrested me,
yeah,
I had my laptop bag with me and
okay.
The laptop bag seems to have disappeared in my glasses.
It probably
the department claims that they have no record of it and it wasn't forwarded to the jail with me.
Hmm,
indeed.
We can look into that for you.
It's been a very blurry year.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, I'll tell you this time, the laptop bag will definitely make it with you to jail. We'll itemize that, cash and everything else like that. As for right now, I'm going to be seizing your phone and laptop, pending the outcome of the investigation. And I don't know the disposition of it quite yet, right? But is there anything in here that's sharp or anything that I need to be wary of? No?
Okay.
You have medication here. Do you mind my asking what this is for?
It's acetaminophen.
Okay, so it's just Tylenol?
Okay.
I just have to let our nursing staff at the jail know any medications or anything like that. So like I said, the phone and laptop are going to be seized, and with the laptop, I'm also going to be seizing the power cords, right? And that's just for the investigation right now. I'll be able to advise you probably in the next coming months whether or not it'll be returned to you or held for the investigation.
Mm-hmm. It will have absolutely no evidentiary value to you whatsoever.
Case and it will probably be your turn to you sooner than later.
Last one had no evidentiary value, and I still haven't gotten that back. I don't get the stuff back until the case is completely finished.
Oh, okay.
Which means the appeal and everything.
Yeah. I'm just gonna go put this in the car for now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I put the cell phone in the tin.
Hello.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Are you arresting me on a warrant or?
No.
Just an investigation.
Investigation. Well, we're recommending charges for the failure to comply with probation. Okay, wagon's here. In wagon. So this will be a transfer to the annex for an interview, please. Okay. We'll still need to fill jail 8 out.
And recording paused. Okay, resuming the recording here. Oh, sorry. The time is 7:19. We're at the annex. It's okay. Oh. It's not needed. Yeah, Mr. Fox, we're here. Perfect. There we go.
Do you have the jelly?
Oh.
Can I grab the jelly from you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
In you go.
We're just gonna hang out in this room right here. And actually,
did that come under your bed?
Nope.
That was weird. Moth just flew.
What I'm gonna do though is,
because I know you're not a danger in any way, you've always been very cooperative with us, I'm gonna take these off of here.
So I'm just gonna remove the handcuffs.
Nah, I wouldn't mind stepping up for a cigarette though.
Do you have any smokes?
I do.
Okay.
I want to. Really?
Right here.
No, your bullets move faster than mine.
Which one?
Do you know where the room is?
Yeah.
Do you just want to set that up?
No, I'll just wait.
Okay. Let's go. Yeah. Let's hang it right here.
Nope, that's one.
I'm not a smoker. I don't know these things.
Maybe we'll just go down towards the crystal one by the door here.
Not getting rain up
there.
That's
true. Hey, but if it keeps down here, like, a little bit.
It'll help the smoke.
Totally. Well, it helps to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. It's supposed to be a smoky afternoon. Something way too cool for me. It's like a motorized
I would
unicycle.
Definitely fall off of that thing.
I would hurt myself.
Mm-hmm. Almost there.
Take your time.
Take your time.
There's absolutely no rush.
I'm sure you guys must have much more serious things to deal with than this.
Not today.
The last time you had those few homicides that...
Yeah, that was crazy.
But still, I was in the news.
Yep.
CBC did a story.
Yeah, you know what? You were right and I was wrong with that. I said I didn't think this was going to make news, but it actually, there was a little article, yeah.
Yeah, and I was in the news last week too, in the Vancouver Sun.
Yep. Yeah, I saw the newspaper there.
Not one mention of any of the stuff that I've been saying. No mention of any of the corruption. No mention of my ex-wife actually testifying that everything on the website is actually true. Oh, well.
Can't control the media.
True. What?
Did you think they say everything true about us?
I'm sure not.
There you go. Get a little taste of the media.
Oh.
Oh yeah,
coffee's here.
Boss lady.
No.
Trash?
No trash. You can just leave it there, it's fine. Dark? Black?
With nothing on it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Before you take a step, I just double check. Yeah. later.
You want another smoke or anything?
I would not say no to that, but I understand you're under time constraints.
We're not. Honestly, the boss is here, so really there's no time constraints at all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It might be a while before my next one.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever non-sugar sweetener they get. Although it probably doesn't save anybody.
It's all good.
Laptop, when your people open it up, it's in suspended mode right now, so it's powered on, but the screen is locked.
Okay.
So they're going to need to reboot it, because obviously they don't know my password, and obviously I'm not going to tell you. Of course, when they go to boot it, they're going to find out that the hard drives are encrypted, and so they won't be able to boot it anyway. And again, they'll need the password. Just like with the old laptop. With the old laptop, the hard drive was locked. This one's encrypted. Either way, they're not going to be able to do anything with it.
I'd ask you what the difference is, but I wouldn't understand regardless. There's a reason I'm not in our department's tech unit. But I'll make sure to pass that on. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, thank you very much.
I said last time I do remember our conversation about
really?
That.
So. Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 11 months ago.
Ish, yeah.
But you guys wasted no time this time. I have to assume either the Crown or the probation officer called you and asked you to do this, because I'm sure you guys aren't going to do this on your own. I'm sure you're not sitting around going, oh, did Fox do what he was supposed to do? Which, of course, I can't do because I don't own or control the website. So, same as before. Are you involved in the investigation this time? So when I cross-examine you, you'll be able to say more than just I wasn't involved in the investigation, so I don't know.
Before we have any conversation about the file or anything like that, it's better in the room as opposed to out here on a digital audio recorder, so I'm not going to talk to anyone.
Sure.
I'm not going to have a conversation about the file.
Of course.
Weather, no problem. Anything about not the file?
Sure.
But... if they're set up.
Sure.
Yep. Did they go up to 3? It should be right there, but they might have gone up.
not on the first floor anymore, so they're setting up on the third. I'll be done shortly.
Gotcha. Goes to show how the last time I was here.
You want to start your coffee?
Sure, thank you very much. How's your coffee?
It's pretty good, thanks.
Donald's is surprisingly good
for
coffees. Are you going to message you or are they going to come down? Do you know?
They said they were going to come down.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just double check.
Some of the interview rooms don't work sometimes. So they're just going up and making sure that the one that we use actually is working and recording properly.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how often that happens where you're halfway through an interview and you realize nothing's recorded.
Right. The audio quality on the previous one wasn't the best.
That's standard. I wish I could say it's improved, but it really hasn't.
The other thing is, the longer it takes, the more of the coffee we get to finish.
Oh, I would assume that we get to finish all the coffee anyway. We get to bring it up there, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But we get to finish it. Can't tell you how many half cups of coffee I get to throw away. Saying earlier, it is needed.
We need the rain,
yeah.
Sure. Still. I'm saying I'd just rather it would rain if it was going to be like this.
You guys don't carry guns?
Oh, just under the jacket. You got breakfast ready for whoever's up next.
No. I'm sure everyone's always been trying to use it in the meantime. So.
Oh, at the police station?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about at home. Oh, yeah, no.
I messaged someone to take care of it for me.
Okay, I was going to say, no, like, it's going to be there all day.
Yeah, it took about half an hour for me to realize.
Why is it almost every time I walk in this building, it looks like it's falling apart more and more?
Just keep changing it.
Yeah.
Is this the new, like, HRO
chicken? I assume so. Makes sense.
Yeah, stores is right in the building there, and got a lot of good swag there because members who would retire would go drop off their uniforms there, and being in BET, just come around the corner and see all the stuff that barely used. And got all of it. It's nice.
I still have that at Great
Lake. Yeah, but it was a lot easier there. So like I told you, they're having a little bit of issue right now with the sound. What's up?
Oh, I just noticed that she wasn't holding a cup of coffee, and I was thinking, oh my god, where did coffee go? But then I remember, right, she only brought three.
Yeah. She doesn't... You don't drink coffee, do you? Yeah. This is only my second-ish. I didn't finish my first, but I'm going to probably need about two more.
Lately, not so much, the past few days since I've been out of custody. But normally, maybe three cups. This is my, well, this is my first actual cup, but I had a shot of instant coffee when I first woke up at the balcony.
I was still a teenager. I started working at Starbucks. I started working at Starbucks.
Oh. Okay.
And that's where I developed my coffee. I didn't have a single cup of coffee until I started working at Starbucks. I'm not going to say how long ago that was. But in my height of my coffee journey, working at Starbucks over Christmas, they moved me to a mall location because they were getting slammed. And I averaged about 15 shots of espresso a day. Because as a Starbucks partner, because they give you shares when you get hired there, you're allowed a free drink a couple minutes before your shift, on your break, and after your shift. So I'd have a drink with like three shots of espresso on every one of those. Let's just say, I think for my health, when I left, it was a very good thing. I still have to wean myself off, yeah. If I don't have a cup of coffee a day, I get a headache for sure.
Yeah.
Usually two cups.
That's what I don't want. I don't have dependency.
I have that dependency 100%. Yeah.
Those are our worst things.
Yeah. Definitely. Good, how are you? I helped train him. Thank you. I'll come back out. I'll just give that to you.
And what is your role in this?
I'm going to be interviewing you, if that's all right.
Not yet.
No. Not this time. Oh.
You guys didn't make it.
No, we didn't. I thought you'd like to talk to someone new today. Do you need to use the washroom or anything?
Nope.
I just sanitized it for you and I wiped everything down.